Imagine all the people. Imagine all the things that you could do with your life. Imagine if you had a great imagination, you could see things that didn't exist yet, because isn't that what imagination is? Now, when we first moved to this property, it was just brown grass, no trees, there was nothing here. But I have a great imagination, and I've used my imagination all of my life. I was taught as a little girl that even if it doesn't exist, if you can create it in your own head, then you could create it for real. If you can see it, then you can make it happen. So I had an idea that I would love to live on water, but I loved this property because of the views and all the, in winter, every single, where you look here is snow-capped mountains. I wanted to live here and it's not on the water. So I had to imagine how I could create water. Now everybody told me that I couldn't, there's no dam here. I do now have I wouldn't call it a dam, we call it a pondle, which is half a puddle, half a pond. But we're getting into the process, we've got a water bore underway, we're going to get water into our dam so that our dogs can swim in our dam. But my imagination was, I'm going to imagine the day that I open the gate and the dogs run in and play in the water. And it's getting pretty close. We've had them in there a couple of times and they've absolutely loved it. And I'm sharing that with you because most people don't have an imagination. Most people just believe what everybody else tells them. It's usually not true. People will tell you that you can't do it. And this is my long list of things. You're too old, too young, too short, too tall, too fat, too skinny, too inexperienced, too experienced. You don't have enough money. You don't have the right education. You can't do it. But if you've got a great imagination, you don't need a great education. And there's a lot of really smart people in the world who share that as a quote, that your imagination is far more important than your education. Because if you've got a great imagination, you can see it, you want to make it happen, you'll go then and do all the things to make it happen. Now, you might need an education for that. But you don't need an education where somebody's going to tell you you can't do it because you're not smart enough. Because there's too many people in the world who have had an imagination of, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an architect, I want to be an accountant, I want to go and do, I want to travel the world, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be an artist, I want to be a dancer. Even though they were told that they couldn't, in their own imagination they could and they made it happen. So rather than listen to the people that tell you that you can't do it, which if I did, there would be no water here and that my dogs wouldn't be able to swim. A lot of people said, why would you live in the South Island of New Zealand? It's so bloody cold there. Well, it's really hot here too. You have to have an imagination. When it's winter, you have to imagine that it's summer. When it's summer, you have to imagine that it's winter. If it's the middle of the night, you actually have to imagine that the sun's going to come up tomorrow. And you might have the experience that it will come up because it has many times. But that's the beautiful thing about life, isn't it? We can create our own stuff. Yes, there's things that happen every day. The sun comes up, the sun goes down. It rains, it's hot, it's cold, things happen. But if you've got a great imagination, you can use the world and the things that are in the world to help you create the things that you want to do. So I've created out of the soil and rocks and sticks and dead wood from the lake, I've created a whole heap of things that have been a part of my imagination originally, but then I turned them into reality. So I'd love you to live your life to the max without somebody telling you that you can't do it. So whether it's a garden or a pond or an education or a career path or anything that you want to do with your life, if you can imagine it, you can make it happen. If your brain can see it, now it's just a matter of how. How can I make that happen? Use your imagination, use your discipline, because that's the connection, isn't it? I can see it and I want it. And now to make it happen, the only way to make that happen is to have discipline, which is to do what you should do, when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it, and that will make it happen. I would love you to live your life to the max because you've got a huge imagination. Imagine all the people and all the things that you can do if you've got a great imagination. Woohoo!